Dwayne asked me to put together a little PowerPoint presentation about Situs addressing, and as Dwayne attempted yesterday, the county fire has four different Situs addressing databases, plus we have 8 cities in the county of Santa Barbara, but there are several contract cities that have their own contract cities with county fire that use county fire for their addressing information, but there are a few cities that produce their own. So that's kind of what we're going to go into. And then basically at the end of this little presentation is really open questions on how you guys are doing your addressing and using Dwayne's survey results. I know that not all counties are doing their own Situs addressing. About 40% of the survey results said that counties are not concerned with doing their Situs address.
Right.
So a brief history. I've been with the county for about 4 years, and Dwayne was telling me before I got here, and so back in the day, a lot of their addressing stuff was done up by the operations folks. Really didn't seem like it was that big of a concern to them. Situs addressing kind of fell through the cracks, especially with the map jobs as they were going forward. We're splitting parcels.
Hang on, does everybody hear me? Sorry about that.
And with county fire, that became a bigger issue. So the map division took that over from the operations department. And so when I came in about 4 years ago, I was handed Situs addressing. And it's a work in progress. Situs addressing here in Santa Barbara County used to be done and cataloged in by assessor parcel number in specific notebooks, and we used to have them on the bottom shelf, and they were all brought over to me next to my desk. So to change that, we're trying to move forward into the digital age, and so what we've done so far is we used a program called Laserfish, and what we did was scan all the historical data that we had by assessor parcel number, and we can put it into this program. Now it's available for everybody throughout the county. So what is a Situs address? There's a lot of different definitions out there. I came across this one off the internet, but basically it's a street address describing a specific location. Some parcels, particularly commercial parcels, especially here in Santa Barbara County, will have multiple Situs addresses. If you're a GIS user, those parcel numbers are unique identifiers. So that kind of leads into the next thing, is that Situs addressing, it's a primary link between the individual parcels and locations. You can also, Situs addressing is used for emergency purposes. County fire's got their own databases. The sheriff's department's got their own databases. We in the GIS community also, besides being cadastral mappers in Santa Barbara County, are also involved in the GIS part of it. And so that data can be used for GIS purposes to link that data to our parcel area. So that was some of the other databases that are out there. This was kind of the reason why we took control of the Situs addressing, because there's so many different databases out there. Some of these are that you can get off on the internet, Google Maps, all these different counties or different cities have their own databases. Owners go out there and just put their own mailbox up and give themselves their own address. Mary Blackmar, who is at County Fire, she has told me a few stories about some arguments she's had with some ownership that, no, it's this. It's an ongoing battle in any counties that are doing Situs addressing, that it's a work in progress. So You know, the other thing that we try to do in the math room is, you know, we resolve some of the discrepancies that we get. We get ownership that call the county or call our appraisers, and they say that their address is there. So we don't take anybody's word for it except for county fire or those cities within our county that are actually assigning those sites addresses. And we correct that information into our databases. And what we're basically looking for is a document, an official letterhead, official email from county fire, from the city of Santa Maria, city of Lompoc, whatever. And that's address and goal for us. You know, we document that, and it's in our system, and we're good to go. We're happy with that. So this is just kind of a fluff slide. So basically, you know, in Santa Barbara County, we're AutoCAD, not an ArcNap shop. We maintain our base map. Since we maintain our base map, you know, everything is shown on our parcel A. Our data is on the internet, and this is our county assessor website, so you can get the parcel information, and it has some mailing address and its address information on it. So basically our process, when I've seen to set up most of the map jobs here, so when I set up a map job, it's going to be splitting up a parcel. You know, I'm going to go ahead and see where that area is at. If it's in the city of Santa Maria, I'm going to shoot an email off to the city of Santa Maria and request new information. You give them the old parent parcel or parcels and tell them that it's splitting. I don't give them the new assessor parcel numbers, but we're just asking, hey, is there anything that's available that we can attach to the work order and send forward on the process? And then, as you can see here, we go ahead and put that information into our system, and then we're cataloging it into the LaserFish program. And what I did was work with IT, and we set up a little template that's pretty easy, and it's just really printing to LaserFish, and you just click a couple fields, and it sends it off into the database, and it's there for everybody in the county to see. Okay.
Awesome.
So this is kind of just a little screenshot of a change that was going to be made, and then I catalog. What I try to do is catalog everything in Outlook. So when I send that email request out, I moved into that address requested, and it puts a little flag up on it. And so it's off on my right-hand side of my email address or email inbox, so that it's one of those things I need to kind of check on. And then I just remove that flag whenever I get a response. So when I get a response from, in this case, it's the city of Santa Barbara, since they do their own addressing, this is what I take. Now you can take a screenshot of this or a print right through the LaserFish, and this tells us that it's verified. It's a verified CITUS address, and we're not going to take anybody else's word for it except for that addressing entity within that area.
Problem, take it
up with them. Exactly. So in Santa Barbara County, this is just kind of a little snapshot of some of the tools. That this is our maps module here. If you click on this button down here, it brings up this box here, and then we can just type in the booking page and put the page duplicated in that last field there, and then you can scroll down and you can find the parcel number, and then you can make the changes there on that last screenshot there. Saves it right into our system. And then if you go to the next slide, right? So this is our property property.assessor. It's a web-based application. And so this is where we can make comments.
So we would search by the ATM, bring it up, and we can click on the add button here, and we can document everything that we've put into the Citus addressing fields.
You know, just make a quick statement, you know, it's going from this to this per City of Santa Barbara, City of Santa Maria, whatever. And we're putting our initials out, so we're taking some ownership to that fact. So the last step was, we were talking about, was the Laserfish template that we worked with IT to create. And so all of the little fields up here are just all little drop-down kind of menu things.
So all you would do is just type in your parcel number, and then all you can do is click on this little field there, like the assessor and then Citus, and your importer, you just change that to Citus. You type in the parcel number, if you want to add any notes, it'll go into the Laserfish program. You can type in those notes, click OK, so it
shoots it off into the Laserfish program. It's there for everybody to use within the county of Santa Barbara. Addressing is a project. Everybody knows it's an ongoing project. It's not exact. We're trying to streamline it, try to make it better. You see also in Santa Barbara County, we've also been tasked with trying to work with Gray in putting multiple addresses on assessor parcels for our GIS applications, so that you click on that parcel and identify, you know, it's just not one address, one mailing address, but if it has multiple addresses for that parcel, you know, it's available to us there, hands on. So this is kind of where you guys get involved. So does your office maintain address data? So about 55-60% of everybody that responded to Duane's survey said that they do maintain their Citus addressing data, but about 40-45% of you that don't. Even if you're not doing any kind of addressing, is there anything that you're doing that might be able, that you're doing to try and improve the process, to make things better?
Every county, for example, we have, everybody I think has that problem. We have 88 cities, so you can imagine.
Yeah, we have
eight. I was thrown when you said the county doesn't assign addresses.
We don't assign addresses.
An incorporated county doesn't have anybody living there?
County fire assigns in the unincorporated areas, but they all, county fire also contracts with
several. Every city normally is building and safety. Whether it assigns a building permission or permits, are the ones responsible for generating addresses. So in the county, the public works take care of that for the unincorporated county, which has about 30 more communities that are wishing to become cities. So, you know, it's almost okay. So what happened is that in year 2000, the Hall of Record, actually the Recorder's Office section of the county clerk office, decided that they wanted to implement a countywide address management system. So they invited the sheriff, fire department, public works, them, and the assessor to work in this project. So 8 years later, we finished that, and now it's a system that is online. It's maintained by all these departments. Whoever finds a new address and a correction, and is using for everything. For emergencies, 911. We shared that with other cities that want to participate and provide feedback.
Okay.
So it's important. a single department will be able to handle that. Unfortunately, the mentality in our assessor's office, even though we participate, but we are in mapping, kind of an independent legal animal.
Right.
So, the assessor doesn't care about cyber addresses. Because they say the tax bills are sent to mailing addresses, they don't have the legal. That's their mentality. Even the major property appraisers that has to go to hotels or offices, sometimes they say, I know how to get there, why do I need an address? So all the address fields in the databases are empty, or they have just a squiggle or partially done. But with this countywide administration system, that's how the county has been controlling the addresses.
Okay.
And they involve the federal, you know, with the postal services providing standards. The system is capable of assigning addresses to landmarks like a statue in the middle of a boulevard and things like that for emergency type of control.
Is it a home health program or a?
Yes, they had only one contractor to start writing the code and teach a group of specialists in ROV how to start, and then it was developed to the rest of the engineers by ROV personnel. By the way, we use, or they decided to use as a base, the ESRI's addressing standard model, and then they enhance that model to suit our particular needs.
Maybe we should look into that.
I think we can focus on your geocoding composite address looking based on what you're
A lot of information was placed there. I can send you later a contact person's name.
That'd be great.
So you can exchange information.
That'd be great. I mean, we've got it working, and it's working for us right now, but, you know, we'd like to improve it, make it better, and then provide that for everybody else.
Cyrus characteristics is one thing, and address, they don't have a characteristic in valuation, because the tax bill is sent to a mailing address. So when people report address changes, we receive tons of letters. So what we do is, if it's a name change only, when we receive information, we assign that to, we reroute it to the ownership division. If it's a Cyrus address, we route those to the district offices. But it's up to them to pay an update of the number. So just your parcel record that we have to get for the size. The assessor parcel record, more likely not. The mapping parcel record, we type to the CAM system and so that they do that.
Is the size address information published in the mobile?
I don't even think so. It's part of the role of the property database, but it's not what it shows in the role. The role only shows the site of the mailing address. That's the official address of this mailing
address. We had that very similar problems. The assessor didn't care. Operations was kind of keep a track, and prices would come in and say, I think the address, it looked like it was this, and they'd change it.
One typical example that reason is a mall. You may have 100 addresses in a large size mall, but maybe one single parcel. The
right.
Assessor only carries one address, they pick one of the addresses. And that's the address on the record for that parcel.
And in our point of doing this, was in a sense, was to say, is sort of say, is that because of what was happening with GIS in the addressing going out there, like you probably said, we want some good addresses to be going out on our GIS information, because there's just people are going crazy out there. So we said, okay, well, we're gonna take it over, and we're gonna start doing the addressing, and so that our GIS information is better. And we did convince our assessor that that they would only show in the is the information that we put in. So we're the only ones that can put in information. This is a back section, and so that it does get more standard. He our assessor, of course, realizes, well, they may not care, but we may not care as an assessor, but we know this. He knows that the GIS thing runs on addresses, and was willing to let us try to keep that going, because the old story is that, you know, the fire department does do it, cities do it, but nobody collects the information together except someone like us, and so it really helps for us to be able to actually control that process, and that the point of it was is that is for other people that have got their base maps. If you take care of your base map, but they're not taking care of your addresses, then you might want to start looking at it. One of the dilemmas we were talking about here is that, of course, even fire, they have someone that assigns their addresses, but the fire trucks say, well, that's good, but it's sort of like anything else. It says that people have put different numbers out on their mailboxes than what we're assigned, and we don't want those people to get burned in a fire because the addresses are goofed up. So even though they goofed them up, we're going to keep a database that shows what the fire department thinks is out there, whether it was the one that was assigned or not. So that's wherein that process starts, where that fire has two different addresses, and then trying to get them both corrected, just like all this other stuff, becomes a monumental process.
Well, that's what our county figured out, especially on the week, because of the election. That's crucial for everybody. The department is three departments in one, and then the county was three different kingdoms. But what happened is that over there you also have the official address, the one assigned by Public Works or Building and Safety of every city. Public Works is a contractor for 27, 28 of these other cities. So the county has a lot of interest in maintaining this address the proper way. Then there is the postal address, the official address, your personal address, because there's a lot of people that live in LA, but because across the street from Santa Monica Boulevard in Beverly Hills, they put a city Beverly Hills, or any of the fancy cities. They live in Rolling and what is that, Palos Verdes States, or but they live in Palos Verdes, or what is the other city adjacent to Palos Verdes, another city? Rancho Palos Verdes, so they put the other word, and it's become two completely different cities, but, you know, this house has got 7 million, the other 700. So the county system, that CAM system, takes in consideration all these variables. And they're really pinpoint, and the idea was to use GIS, and that's what we were involved in. We provided another code points for every parcel, and we have since we have the pancake situation, for example, of condominiums,
right,
we're able to generate one point, one center for everyone. So you can use those points and assign an address to each one of those points.
Yeah, we've actually been able to do something similar, because we store all of our secondary, tertiary, whatever, multiple size addresses, as well as the primary size address. So there's a checkbox for primary that's going to get displayed, but we're storing all those other addresses by APN, so then you can extract that from our parcel system, and now we have addresses, APNs, and those can be joined to parcel central. Now you have a address point box.
Just to give an idea how that enhanced in this past 8 years, the addressing of finding addresses in Lake County, in this most recent election, out of all the registered voters in LA County, which is 5.5 to 6 million aperitifs, only 7,000 were not found.
Wow. That's very good.
When it used to be 10 to 12% of wasted water with this much aperitifs.
Yeah. We are, as he was pointing out, we are, the elections is part of our organization, so everything we also do for the elections, and so we are involved in trying to find all those registered voters, and and people put corners down and things like that, strange addresses people put down when they register. Yes?
In Sacramento County, we're working collaboratively with the GIS departments and our regional GIS cooperative and all the cities in our county to create a master address database. So we're trying to create one official authoritative source, and we're in the database design stage, and we're trying to find ways to, you know, move a project forward in down times, and that's really challenging, like where the data is stored, and instead of everybody getting address updates by email, to have it in a system where it's tracked, who makes the changes, does the change happen, who requested it, and a way to make queries into the system, like, can you please check this address, we think it's incorrect, and all that type of stuff, because right now it all happens by email, or even addresses we get from our planning comes in a, like a subdivision map, a scan map with new addresses attached. But the idea is to have like a new subdivision name and not lot number attached to the address that's given by planning, and then the assessor's office just assign the parcel number that's associated.
Is that legal description?
What county are you with?
Sacramento
County.
We try to ID by legal description, so that would be useful for us, you know, if there was already a place that was updated. If when we request for addresses from 24, we don't know what our new parcels are going to be yet. We just tell them, this is lot A of this track and lot B of this track, and we give them a link to the map. And they actually have to look at the legal description of that parcel to assign an address to the legal description, rather than assigning an address to the parcel number, and then we can assign which parcel.
You had mentioned that the fire department and public safety assigns the addresses. We have a slightly different approach. Instead of public safety assigning the addresses, they're kind of the enforcers of addresses. So they've been known to go up to properties and say, hey, your address isn't compliant with our standards, and it should be this. And if you don't change it, there's a possibility if there's a 911 call, it takes longer to reach you. So it's a slightly different approach. It's a little with that.
Good incentive.
Right. So
we found it. This is the perfect incentive. A lot of people say we don't care.
In the county with LA with 88 cities, we pretty much have like 40 different county department, not companies, 40 or 45 fire agencies that are completely different. Luckily, they talk to each other and they have a good network.
We're like Sacramento, we're like LA. We're building that one overall system. But our county GIS record base is based on the assessor's record. So whatever the assessor's record has as a site, that is what's being fed into everyone out there. So for us, the assessor does not, the assessor's record is the primary record. So what is missing on the site is
that the same with Santa Barbara is that the fire department started to really only seriously keeping a database of their assignments about 5 or 6 years ago. So anything, maybe 10 years ago now. But everything before that is just our information. So so their database of any old addresses is just our old stuff. And so that in itself becomes yet another quirk in the whole system. So any other questions? Do you want to get the...
That's pretty much it.
Thank you.
What about the FTDC?
Young. there was the FGCC standards. Some of the information I found out there says that we should, since we're the addressing entity, or maybe the entity that assigns those addresses should hold to these standards. Is anybody trying to, any of the counties that are working with Citus Addressing trying to apply these FGDC standards?
In Sac County, we're looking at the FGDC standards as well as ERISA has some addressing standards that are out there. So we're trying to incorporate all those different aspects.
And that's ERISA? So everybody can take note of that, and I'm going to take note of that because use this information to go forward. Dwayne seems to think zip codes aren't such a necessary thing. We've had arguments about this. Does anybody, any of the counties here, think that zip codes are important? Post office seems to think so, but for our purposes, no. Yes.
In LA County, for example, along Wilshire Boulevard, which is where all the big corporations are, almost every building is a different zip code, so it is important for us.
Okay.
$1 million. And there are high rises with 200-300 other different addresses, which is very critical. So zip codes, yeah, they do, we have even our own department created a special zip code map that even the post office decided to share with us. They want to adopt it because it's so complete and thorough that it beats anything that has been ever produced.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other thoughts?
As part of that committee, there's a representative from the U.S. Postal Service that works on addresses and that we will work with on that. Master address database, and it's been useful to have that type of collaboration, but they're the ones that do the zip codes, and we've had issues, and having somebody on the team that's the role, it's been a good to channel questions and fixes.
Yeah, that's what we didn't do a committee. We just sent out engineers and started working on them. Actually, it was done by the mappers of every one of these county departments. The fire chief wasn't involved, or the director of ROV. When the project was completed, it was submitted through the county efficiency, or the county community award. When they resubmitted that as a project, it won one of the county Golden Eagles award. Then the Raised recorder to say, oh, this is my project, my pet project all these years, and now we're giving it to the county and sharing. But we don't include anybody, we don't build committees if we need to have something that is going to work. So, we found that after, but that's in the case after 30 years almost with the county. So involving our management doesn't get us anywhere.
It's almost like it seems like if you have a map, I think we all see that having a master database file of addresses, maybe with address types and the source of the address, kind of like what Jermaine's talking about. He said it's something that you can that anybody can use to research or validate addresses or not. But it could definitely be a good resource for anybody. It's nice if you have your other departments involved, but like in our case, sometimes it does.
Yeah, we involve the county, but it's at a certain level. What happens is we try to produce a working model, and then start building on top of it, like this CAMS address management system, and has a built-in communication network. We can generate orders through email automatically. We generate requests for edits and updates. So everything is part of the program. It's also running with that RP for software.
Yeah.
And it's a website, so anybody that has access can be connected to the system and make corrections.
You guys showed that at your conference. Did somebody show that?
Yeah. So I guess we're making a road trip to LA then. So that's all I have. Thank you, and thanks everybody for coming.